Republican Chris Christie is set to accept the endorsement this morning of the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. The two will appear together this morning in Bedford. In New Jersey, Christie has been known for his brash style of speaking and governing, so his campaign in the so-called establishment track of the New Hampshire primary, winning endorsements from a number of East Coast governors, has often surprised some of those who have followed him in his home state. One of those who knows Christie best is Matt Katz. He's covered the governor for years, first for the Philadelphia Inquirer and now for WNYC. His new book is called American Governor, Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption, and Matt Katz joins me now with more. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thanks, Brady.
Now, how does the Chris Christie that we're seeing in New Hampshire ahead of the primary compare to the Chris Christie that people in New Jersey know and that you've been covering all these years?
I would say he has been slightly more mellow and less bombastic. In New Jersey, at his town hall meetings, he bursts through a curtain and he announces that there are four rules the audience must abide by. Here he comes in, maybe there's a little introduction, and then when he takes his questions, he says, there's just one rule, and that's not to interrupt him. And even when he's gotten some aggressive questions in New Jersey, he's been known to use words like idiot or tell people to sit down and shut up. For the most part, he's really kept his cool up in New Hampshire and been a little more New England-y than New Jersey. He does have, as he often says, more than one club in the bag. He can really adjust himself and his tone and his rhetoric depending on the audience. And I think he was aware that some of the attitude that he became known for via YouTube and some of the clips of him dealing with constituents back in New Jersey wasn't necessarily going to play as well in the early presidential contest states like New Hampshire and Iowa, really.
Some of Governor Christie's opponents have charged him of adjusting some of his positions on issues as he prepared to run for president, for example, on abortion or on gun laws. Is that fair to say?
It's fair on gun laws for sure. He, as recently as 2013, supported New Jersey's tough gun laws. He has since moved to loosen New Jersey gun laws. He's vetoed gun bills in the wake of some lobbying from Second Amendment groups in New Hampshire. This started as he was gearing up to run for president, and it's really taken effect as he has been a presidential candidate, where he's actually done things in New Jersey to loosen the gun laws. On abortion, he changed his position about two decades ago. He is pro-life. He used to be pro-choice. What he has altered himself on in regards to abortion is that he vetoed Planned Parenthood funding in New Jersey every single year of his governorship. But he'd be asked about that in New Jersey and people would be upset about it. It's a pretty Democratic pro-choice state. And he said, I'm not doing this because I'm pro-life. I'm only doing this because of fiscal reasons and this is redundant funds. Now he says he vetoed the money when he talks to audiences in New Hampshire and other states where there are conservatives. He says he did it because he didn't want the state funding the murder of children in the womb.
It's been interesting watching each of the candidates try to position themselves and present themselves in different ways to New Hampshire voters. And of course, the speculation was that Christie was going to present himself as the tough-talking, no-nonsense kind of governor. I'm curious what you think the rise of Donald Trump has done as Christie has tried to position himself, especially in the New Hampshire primary.
I think it's done great damage to him and his campaign and the lane that he's in politically. I mean, here, all of a sudden, you have another loudmouth Northeasterner who seems to say outrageous things. That used to be the Chris Christie thing, that he would say things that politicians didn't normally say. Well, Trump does that to a much greater extent, and it's been a big problem for him. There were entrance polls taken at the Iowa caucus, and those who said that they wanted a candidate who tells it like it is, those voters chose Donald Trump. The problem for Chris Christie is his campaign slogan is telling it like it is.
Another one of the themes that Christie has talked a lot about on the New Hampshire campaign trail has been drugs, the opioid crisis, drug treatment. We have heard from some people who have said, well, Christie talks a lot about this in New Hampshire, but his record is more mixed in New Jersey.
Yeah, there's been a criticism in New Jersey that he hasn't followed through with enough funding for drug treatment facilities, that there's still major issues with drug overdoses and that he hasn't been listening enough to the treatment community. On the other hand, he has done things like expand drug courts, so nonviolent drug offenders are steered toward treatment instead of prison. He has introduced the use of a drug that can help overdose victims from dying. There are lives that have been saved because of the use of this antidote. So it's something of a mixed record. I would say that Christie's greatest success in terms of this issue in New Jersey is highlighting it and talking about it and bringing it to the fore. And he's talked about it in quite passionate terms. One of his moments talking about it up in New Hampshire became a viral video sensation. It was passed around millions of times. He says that if he were president, that would be part of what he would do is highlight it from behind the podium. And that's one way to address this crisis.
Critics have pointed out that last year Chris Christie was out of New Jersey more than he was in the state. Now, if he wins the nomination and the White House, he can say, well, it was worth it. If he doesn't win, though, how does this experience of running for president and spending a great deal of time here in New Hampshire change his place and change his dynamics in New Jersey government and New Jersey politics?
It's tremendously damaging. The presidential run has hurt his standing both with legislators in New Jersey, even Republicans who say he's abandoned the state, and with New Jersey voters. His approval ratings are down in the low 30s. This is a guy who won with 60 plus percent of the vote just a couple of years ago. This has been an experience. The presidential run has been an experience that, by and large, New Jerseyans have not enjoyed. Christie was out of state for about 70% of 2015. There's a lot of issues in the state that people feel have gone unaddressed, like a funding crisis with the Transportation Trust Fund, which pays for roads and bridge repairs. There's public employee pension problems. There's a ton of appointments that haven't been made. There's a Supreme Court seat that has not been filled. Christie hasn't even nominated anybody. This is going to be a lot of work when Christie comes back, if he does come back, in order to rebuild trust with both politicos in New Jersey and also the people of New Jersey.
Well, Matt, it was great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.
That's reporter Matt Katz of WNYC. He'll be speaking about his book, American Governor, Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption, tonight at Barnes & Noble in Manchester.